It's KE800K. If anybody's listening and interested, I'm out here on the road. I'm getting sheets of rain and wind, and the roads are nasty. Just FYI, if you got to be out this morning. This is KE800K. We're clear of this frequency.
KE800K. This is KE8ZHK. Thanks for the weather report. Drive safe.
W8BLK.
Foxtrot Romeo, mobile engine monitoring.
MACAD, mobile.
To the main station, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. You are clear, little bit of static, and unfortunately I did not catch your call sign.
Morning, yeah, call is Kilo, Mike, 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta, KM8DAV. Good morning, sir.
I recognize that call sign. I've made contact with you when I first got my ham license under my pre-vanity call sign. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Doing well, yes. I believe I do remember your call sign vaguely. I think it was a while ago. Yep, my name's Dan. Just headed into work, headed toward MSU from St. John's right now. I got a bit confused, yes, at first, because I realized I was dual monitoring the 2-8 and the 3-9, and I thought I heard you on the 3-9, so called back on the 3-9, didn't hear anything, said, oh, maybe they're on the 2-8, so, you know, it's early in the morning.
I'm actually on the 6-2, my home repeater, Bob. Yeah, no, I got you. I think you were actually my first ham radio contact. My old call sign was Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Tango, Quebec. I had to change in May to Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, but yeah, I remember talking to you, and I think you were my first contact I've ever made.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, KM8DAV.
Kilo Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, I hear ya.
Oh, I was just asking how long you've had your license.
I was initially licensed back in April, and then I had my call sign changed in May. So technically my license expires in May and not April.
Kind of did the same thing. I was licensed, it was going to be 2 years in September here, and, I cannot remember what my original call sign was. I think it was, I'll remember it. It was, KE8 something. Anyway, I changed it to KM8DAD just to make it easier to remember. DAD is my initials, and then M stands for my wife, Michelle. But, congrats on the vanity call. Was it kind of cool to have?
Yep. I was very happy that it was available. In all the letters, the FFR does actually mean something, which is why I chose the call sign, but yeah, I don't know if you caught what I said about my previous call sign being KF8ATQ, which you may recognize me more now that I threw that out there.
Yeah, I do remember. I actually remember, I think, I can't remember if it, I talked to you on my my base. I had just gotten AZ-2600M at my house. And that might have been the rig we chatted on, but yeah, I do believe, I do remember talking with you, because I remember talking with someone who had just gotten their license, and it was probably you.
Yeah, like I said, you were my first amateur radio contact, if I remember correctly. I don't have my log on me, but I do believe you were my very first contact on the radio.
Yeah, I love the fact that this is a linked repeater. Whereabouts are you?
I'm about a mile and a half away from the repeater right now. He's still heading into work.
Oh, sorry, I think you broke up a little bit on the end of that.
Yeah, it must be the trees. I'm a mile and a half from the repeater, just east of Lapeer, heading into work.
Okay, yeah, I know that, because I'm probably a few miles from the 28, which is somewhere, I think, downtown Lansing, I believe. Well, maybe I'm about 5 miles out from that, but, yeah, I do like the fact that, you know, this repeater is linked, you know, pretty much all over the place. I've talked to some folks in Taos, and I do remember talking with you, now that you mentioned Lapeer, now it's coming back to me even more, but yeah, it's kind of cool that, you know, this is able to do this, especially, you know, having the tech license. I haven't done much with 10 meter yet. I don't have, I got to play a little bit on field day, but, don't have a, 10 meter rig. So it's kind of cool to have a 2 meter that, you know, links up with other repeaters and, you can get out a little bit with it.
Yeah. I love the link repeater as well, but anyway, I'm in the driveway of work, so I'm a send 73s. I hope you have a wonderful day and a week, and I'm sure I'll hear you on the airwaves here pretty soon. So, Kilo Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo 73. It was a pleasure talking.
Pleasure talking with you, sir. Yeah, hope to catch up with you again. Yeah, I'm just a few miles from work myself, so I should be there either before I know it. So have a great day, and very quickly, where do you work? What do you do, might I ask?
My main job is delivering porta johns, and then I'm a volunteer firefighter, hence the FFR, my call sign, Firefighter Ryan.
That's awesome. You know, we need both. We need Johns and we need firefighters. And it's great that you provide that service. You know, especially now, firefighters, emergency personnel, we need them more than ever. So have a great day and good day at work. And we will talk to you soon. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Romeo, from Kilo, Mike 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta. We're clear and monitoring.
8, Foxtrot, Romeo, clear of this frequency.
This is W8DLK. Radio check, please. W8DLK listening.
KE8OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring. KE8OOK Mobile, we're clear of this frequency.
This is WADLK. Listening. WACLK monitoring Lapeer. WACLK monitoring.
KFABGX, KFABGX. We're trying to find out if there's any power up there in Swartz Creek area.
Well, look outside. You see
any? KFABGX. Where are you looking for power at? KFABGX. Where was that last transmission looking for whether there was power at?
Towards
Creek,
like I said, go look outside, see if you got it.
You're coming through, but you're having a hard time holding the repeater there, and it's very, very scratchy, so I didn't catch any of that.
Well, there you go.
That transmission was better.
Well, nothing's changed, so I don't know what you're talking about, but... In Search Creek, and I told him he wants to know about power. I said, go look outside. That's the best way you'll find out if there's power.
Got about half of that transmission there. Are you on H? If so, try talking a little closer to it.
No, you're on HD. You try again later. WCMF.
NHDLC, mobile and monitoring. NHDLC, mobile and monitoring. This is KE8ZMW, monitoring. KE8ZMW, clear. KE8ZMW, monitoring.
KE8ZMW from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. I hear you loud and clear. How are you this afternoon?
That's awesome. We live in Davidson. Right now we're in Alba.
Can you repeat that last part of the last transmission? My phone decided to unpause itself right when you transmitted, so I didn't catch that.
Hi, my name is Kate, and we live in Davidson, but at the moment... moment, we are in the Elba area.
All right, well, welcome to the Lapeer area. Name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. And you're on your way back from something?
We just went to lunch with friends, and we're trying out our new mobile radio. We got an ICOM 5100A, and we're checking it out. We've really had some really good service.
What? QTH, that transmission broke up a little bit. Not too bad, but there's a little bit of choppiness there.
I don't know what you heard, but we're trying out our new ICOM 5100A in our mobile.
Okay, because you're coming through, but it's getting a bit choppy, so I wonder if you're close to the county line.
We are close to the county line.
Affirm. Yeah, you're still coming in. Occasionally it will be choppy, but overall, your audio quality is really good. I had to turn my radio down.
We switched from the Flint repeater to the Lapeer repeater. Is this better?
So you switched from Flint to Lapeer, and you're on Lapeer now?
Yes, we are on the Lapeer repeater right now.
Oh, yeah, it's not breaking up at all.
Okay, that's awesome. Were you at the meeting last night?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I know who you are. Me and my hubby were there as well. We were sitting in the back.
There was a decent amount of people there last night.
Yes, we came late. It was a great crowd. It's always a good meeting. Nice talking to you, Ryan. Hope you have a wonderful day. We have flooding in our yard and in our garden. Really bad.
I worked in this rain all day and dealt with flooding of my own. I was trying to get work done, so I feel you there. So, and I'm a 1073. Have a wonderful day. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. I am Clea on your final and monitoring.
Okay, this is KE8ZMW. It was nice talking to you. 73 clear. And I still see you monitoring. This is KE8ZMW. Is this Vicki? Roger, is this Tammy? Sure is. I was just talking to Ryan a second ago. We're trying out our new mobile. So, what do you think? Is it working out pretty good for you? It's very clear. We're very happy with it. I don't know if you heard me talking to him, but we have, our backyard is flooded very badly, and our garden is over, it's full of water. I'm just sick.
Oh, no, that is bad. I'm hoping it will go. Are you in a low spot?
Yes, we're in a low spot, but it's never, ever been this bad. We did have a neighbor do a little different grading, and I think that's affected it. So now we've got to talk to the neighbor. I don't know what we're going to do, but it just makes me sick. This is the second year that the rain has ruined my garden.
I am really sorry to hear that, and I know how devastating that is. I had a flock of sheep eat my garden one year, and I was just sick to death, and they weren't even my sheep.
Oh, my, that would make me sad. I know the rabbits, we had to work around rabbits and raccoons and deer, but never sheep.
Yeah, I have to tell you that story one of these days, but no, I'm sick for you, believe me. That's devastating. I don't know how to word you.
I appreciate that. I've just been praying for a miracle, really, because I mean, usually when you get a big, heavy rain like this, you get a lot of wind, and then the sun comes, and it'll dry it out. I just I mean, last year, my whole garden was a waste, and I've never had a garden in all my life. Every year I have gardens, they always turn out beautiful. So this is 2 years in a row. I'm just sick.
Mom, especially when you're counting on it so heavily because of the prices of food. Speaking of which, we're getting ready to go into minors here shortly, but, you know, with the price of food and everything, just want your own fresh organic veg, and then Mother Nature wipes you out.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I got to talk to you on the radio. I was telling my husband, I said, I think most people are on between 4 and 5, because we were on earlier. It was not this channel, I don't think. And there were three gentlemen talking, and I could not get in, break in to talk to the conversation. It was fun listening to what they had to say, though.
Yeah, you can still learn an awful lot just by lurking on the networks. But, no, we today was co-op day, and we were down delivering eggs and, you know, co-op. So on our way back, getting fueled at the gas station, but normally I'm not on this early.
Glad you're on. I'm glad we didn't make it home yet. So it's great talking to you, Vicki. It was nice seeing you last night.
You too, Tammy. And we'll see you next month, I'm sure. Nice talking to you, 7-3 and 8-DLC.
88 BMW 73-2.
November 8, Victor Lima Charlie, Whiskey 8, Fox Dot Romeo.
Hey, neighbor.
How'd you enjoy the weather we had today?
Not really enjoying it much. Wouldn't have come out if it hadn't been to go to co-op, so just got a pretty good soaking, just dropping off all the eggs.
Yeah, I had to work in this. I dealt with a lot of flooded areas trying to get my job done. It was not fun, but... So, how's my signal coming in? Because I noticed when I was overhearing your conversation, it sounded very choppy and staticky. I don't know if it's my end or if you're not transmitting enough.
You're coming in okay. There's a lot of noise. But we're down here in Oxford at Meyer at the gas station right now, so maybe I'm not reaching out to the repeater far enough because, you know, we're a good distance from the repeater.
That transmission was really fine, so I guess it's intermittent. It's not consistent, but it's pretty good that you're in the repeater from down in Oxford. I mean, I'm lucky if I get it at all down there with my handheld.
And it's hit and miss, too. Sometimes, I mean, we were coming back quite a couple of weeks ago, and we were traveling up 24 and talking to you, and you said, no, you couldn't hear me for, you know, very well at all. So, yeah, it's hit and miss, and I'm kind of surprised with the weather the way it is that we're hitting so well.
Yeah, I try to key up when I'm in downtown Oxford and hope that all the buildings would act as kind of like a funnel and push the waves towards the repeater. So I think only a couple times have I actually been heard down in Oxford, which for 5 watts, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I'm curious to see how the weather would affect VHF, because I know the weather will affect VHF, but I'm wondering what it does to VHF and has any effect at all.
Steve, 7-3, have a good evening.
And 8-DLC, I think I doubled up with you.
W8FM, this is NABLC. We're going to have to say 7-3, Ryan. We're going to jump into the store and pick up a few supplies. So we will talk to you later, 7-3.
On that, I'm almost home myself, so I'll begin off the air here shortly. But, yeah, 7-3, enjoy the rest of your day. Try to stay dry. This is Whiskey Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. I am clear.
This is KE8ZMW monitoring.
Hello, Vic, and NGYU.
Hi, this is Tammy from Davidson. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. No problem at all.
We are on Irish near Davidson Road. We're away from home right now.
Oh, out running the streets in all this nice weather, huh?
My husband wanted me to tell you that, ask you actually, if you have any water problems. We had a neighbor do some different work in his yard, and we've always had water issues when it rains like this, but our garden, our vegetable garden, is flooded.
Well, my wife's not exactly happy about ours either. It was doing so well, and it was big time. Everything, we got tomatoes softball size right now. We got it in early, about 3 weeks too early, I guess. And it was doing good until this last couple of days, and one of them's laying sideways out there in the yard. And so she's not real happy. She thought she was going to have one heck of a big bumper crop this year. Canning is on the way.
You know, I've been a gardener ever since we've been married for 45 years, and last year my garden was beautiful. And when they had the Canadian wildfires and all the rain that came back, I normally can so many pickle beets, you wouldn't believe it, a year, 50 pints. I didn't even have a tiny little beet. The garden really was a waste, and I'm so concerned that this year's garden is going to be the same way.
Well, I wish you luck on it. I guess I'm not going to be much help to her this year. She, between me being in and out of the hospital, and I broke my back about a month and a half ago, I should say 7 surgeries ago in the last month and a half, 2 months. I got L11 or something like that, broke it right in half. They got me all wired up and nuts and bolts and screws and threaded rods and titanium everywhere, and it's like, oh boy. So luckily I'm just getting around now, starting to get around and getting out from under her boot strings. So it's she liked it better when she got to wait on me than she could bitch at me. Go ahead.
That is terrible for you to have broken your back. I'm really sorry. I'm a prayer warrior, so I'm going to add you to my list. And, you know, I tried telling myself earlier, because of the water issue that we're having, we could have it a whole lot worse. We still have our health.
Oh, you betcha. And that's the big thing. I don't even know what to say when this happened to me. It's like, good God Almighty, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, finding people to give you a hand, they're just non-existent. You know, I got hedges in the back going across the 250 foot across the back of the property. And I usually keep them about 3-4 feet tall. And now they're 10 feet tall, and I can't get out there to cut them, and she's not capable of it. So, and we're both in our late 70s, so much for that. And I've hired a couple people the last time to do it, but that's a little bit out of my price league on when you're on a retirement. So, anyway, I heard you in there. I wanted to say hi. You're sounding really good. No scratchiness, nothing, just 100% pure audio. Sounds really good. and she's yelling from upstairs because I'm in the basement. And it's like I can manage to get down the 11 steps. Getting back up seems to be a chore, though. But I'll get there. Anyway, I'll get out of here. 7-3s. Have a good one. This is NHGYU. The name is Rick. And I'll catch you some other time on the band. NHGYU clear 7-3s. Bye-bye.
Just know that I'll be praying for you. We know what that's like when we like our son-in-laws, you know, we just can't count on people. So we know what that's like. But just know that God will get you through. And it was wonderful talking to you. And I'll be watching for you again on here. You hang in there. Take care. 73KE8ZMW clear.
KN8BAD listening.
Hi, this is Tammy from Davidson.
Good afternoon. Dan, currently East Lansing, Kilo Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta.
You just made me so happy. I love it when the further out we get. We just got an ICOM 5100A for our truck. We've had one in our home, but this is nice when we're out and about talking to people. We are new to tech. We got a license about 6-8 months ago, and we're really enjoying the hobby. We not only got it as a hobby, but if the grid ever goes down, we wanted to be able to communicate with friends and family.
Well, congratulations on getting licensed. Yeah, it's going to be 2 years for me getting my tech here in September. Yeah, something I've been interested in since I was teenager a few years ago, and finally at the ripe old age of 57 decided to take the plunge and get licensed. And yeah, you're absolutely right, it's a wonderful resource to have, and great public service. Skywarn is what really got me interested in it.
My husband took that Skywarn class, so he's certified for that as well. You never know where it'll take you, you know, as far as, like, emergency help. And the people you meet, it's just amazing. Do you have a lot of flooding where you live?
Well, where I live, actually, we live in St. John's, about 20 miles north of Lansing. We didn't get much of anything. I mean, we got some rain, but I guess parts of Lansing, East Lansing, Okemos, they got hit pretty hard. I guess there was one area out, like Okemos area, that got over 6 inches. How about you?
Probably about that. We live in Davidson. They say Burton in our area was even worse. I was telling the people earlier, I don't know if you were hearing, but our garden is completely covered in water. I'm just sick. A neighbor did do some work, so we're hoping we can work with him on getting maybe some grading done because it made it worse. We've always had standing water at certain times of the year, but this is ridiculous. It's bad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How big is your garden?
30 by 30, and a little known fact about me, I make the best pickle beets I've ever ate. Everybody loves them. And last year, I was so disappointed when, after the wildfires in Canada, our garden just went to nothing. We hardly reached anything, and that's the first time in my life. This will be the second time if this garden doesn't grow. But I'm praying a miracle over my garden.
Well, it never hurts to pray, that's for sure.
We were just in the Lansing area last weekend. We had a celebration of life in Williamson. My husband grew up in that area, went to school there.
Oh, what area was it? I grew up on the west side, actually.
Williamson.
Okay, yeah, not Not too far. I grew up actually over in the Waverly-Saginaw area out by, I don't know if you know where the Lansing Mall is.
Certainly do. He had sisters lived all over the area, so that's, and he went to school for some of his life in the Grand Lodge Seventh-day Adventist Academy. So, yeah, we're well aware of that area.
Yep, I remember the Seventh-day Adventist Academy there, right out there on Saginaw 100, just as you come into Grand Ledge there. Yeah, I'm about 10 miles east of that. My wife she grew up in DeWitt. In fact, her mom still lives in the house that she grew up in. And yeah, we've lived in St. John's for about 22 years. Moved there shortly after we were married. So I just, we love it up there. Town's just the right size for us.
It's a beautiful area as well. I like the Lansing area. I always like going and visiting there. I had another question while you were talking. Let me think about it. Did you know that the Seventh-day Adventist schools produced red wicker furniture? That's what my husband did when he was in high school. This is KZMW.
I did not know that. In fact, our neighbors are Seventh-day Adventists, and she's never mentioned that to us. That's an interesting fact.
This book is redwood cedar furniture, and he didn't have to. He worked there to pay off his tuition.
Wow, so you learn something new every day.
Sure, nice talking to you. We're almost home. I'm hoping to go out and see that the water has receded some.
Well, hopefully it's a little better for you today, and hopefully you can get that garden plot salvaged at least. Hopefully you can save some of the things that were growing in there. I know we have a small garden out back. My wife's just got like a 6x6 plot, but Aphid's got us this year, so she's gonna salvage what she can and try again. But great talking with you, and hope to catch you again soon. I go back and forth between this and the 145-39, which is now on the WKAR tower at MSU, so we're getting pretty good range on that these days. But I like the fact that the one I'm on right now is linked, and yeah, it's great to talk with people from other areas. So great talking with you this afternoon, 73, and hope to catch you again soon. KM8, DAD, clear.
Okay, DHZMW, 73, clear. It was great talking to you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
KMADAD, KMADAD, WHRQS.
WHRQS, good afternoon, Steve, how are you?
Hey, doing just fine. About a week ago, I drove over and took a look at the tower. Do you happen to know how high that tower actually is? I mean, all the way to the top?
I can ask for sure, but I believe it is somewhere around 1,100 feet, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere between 1,000 and 1,100.
Yeah, very good. Well, I tried to identify the 3-9 antenna up there, but to me it looks like it's about a little over a third of the way up. So And if it's supposed to be at 550 feet, then either I'm looking at the wrong antenna, or the tower is, you know, more like 12 or 1300 feet, I don't know.
Yeah, you might be looking at the, I think it's WLMN, it's the WILX repeater, it's on channel 29, because they went up about, well actually they were mounted the same time as the Le Tigre antenna. They actually used the same tower crew, and I can't remember if they're at 500 or 800, something, I want to say 800, but it might not be that high. I know it was a significant hike over what they had. They were over on the cell tower at Cedar in 496, and I know they got a significant boost, I think maybe 200 or 300 feet when they moved.
Yeah, very good. Well, there's some stuff up there. I thought that their antenna was up that high, but it looks like maybe that's a folded dipole array, and I was wondering what type of antenna did we actually install, do you know?
That I don't, but again, I can ask. My boss would certainly know, because you know, they were involved in helping him get that up there. So I'm sure, I can ask him tomorrow when I see him.
Yeah, okay, well, that would be great. I actually took a couple pictures of it and, you know, kind of located it for latitude and longitude and got the height above sea level pretty close. So I was just trying to figure out, you know, maybe I'll try to calculate the radio horizon on it or something. But just wondering, because, you know, I guess 550 feet, if it's 1,100 feet, that would be halfway up the tower. But it's kind of hard for me to judge how tall that tower is. I know there's quite a few sections there. You know, it's painted red and then white and then red and white, and I even made some little diagrams of it, but I was just thrown off by how tall it actually is.
Yeah, it is a it's a tall one for sure, and I can't remember if well, our CB and FM are on that tower, so I'm not sure exactly where those are mounted or what's taller than what. I the TV might be at the top, so if you maybe if you went into the FCC database and looked at the tower height on the WKAR FM or TV antennas, that might give you an idea of the tower height.
Amen.
Hey, go ahead, comment.
Hey guys, this is KATVL. Heard your conversation. Figured I'd chime in there. There are some pictures on Facebook of that antenna, and they are folded dipoles. It's an array of four folded dipoles, and it looks like it's in the white section. One of the white sections, I should say. And it is on Facebook. They got some good pictures of it, over.
Yeah, W8RQS returning. Yeah, that helps me out a lot. I wasn't aware of, you know, the type of the antenna, so I was out there with a long lens and took some pictures of it myself, but it didn't make sense that I was looking at a collinear at about a third of the way up the tower. And so if it were running a folded dipole up there, then I understand where it is. And I'll check the pictures as well.
Yeah, I would, Yeah, I would say I'm not sure what you might have been looking at, Steve. That could, I don't know if we still even, we might have still have a backup antenna for TV up there when we were doing maintenance and stuff. And I'll bet that could be it. That could actually be our backup antenna for 23.
Or come to think of it, whoever it was that joined in there, I didn't write down the call sign, but thank you for the information. Now that I know what type of antenna I'm supposed to be looking at, I'll get a picture of that as well. So W8RQS.
W8RQS, CM8DAD. You know, come to think of it, Steve, you might have been looking at our ATSC3 antenna, because that's a low power. We got an experimental license for that right now. It's actually off the air because we blew a mass filter a couple weeks ago, and we're working on replacing that.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing there, Dan, and I'll see if I can try to put a string around my finger and remember to talk to you guys on the net on Friday night, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anytime. The more the merrier. And I didn't catch the other gentleman's call sign, but thanks for the info on the antenna. I'll get on Facebook and take a look at that. It should be interesting, very interesting to see. One of these days I actually need to get out to that site, but I've been saying that for 25 years now. One of these days I'll get around to it. KMA-DAD clear.
S73 Dan, Whiskey 8, Romeo, Quebec, Sierra, be clear.
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Oscar Kilo, mobile and monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Oscar Kilo, KMATAD.
Yeah, how you doing this evening, over?
I'm sorry, can you come again? You sound just a little bit muffled.
I didn't quite catch all your call sign. How you doing this evening? This is K-E-A-O-O-K, Bob.
K-E-A-O-O-K. Good to talk to you, Bob. The name's Dan. Call is K-M-A-C-A-D, Kilo, Mike 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta.
He said Kilo, Mike 8. Alpha, 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 over.
I'm sorry, it's Kilo, Mike, 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta. Kilo, Mike, 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta.
Okay, so to cut out, I got Kilo, Mike, 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta, over.
That is correct.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I'm just sitting here at Rite Aid waiting to get some meds and then going to pick up supper for me and Mama. Over.
Cool. Where about are you located?
Right now, I'm the corner of Corona and Linden Road. I live about 2 miles. West of here, over.
Okay, yeah, I am currently heading north on 127, about 4 miles south of St. John's. Just headed home from East Lansing.
Yeah, I know where that's at. I've driven through that area a couple of times. Yeah, how'd you like our nice soft weather today, over?
Yeah, I guess we lucked out. We didn't get a whole lot of rain at home, but I heard I think it was Ultimus, they got over 6 inches, 6 1/4, if I understood that.
My rain gauge when I got home today at 1:30 from the VA showed 5 inches. Over.
Wow, that is, that's definitely a lot of water. Hopefully it didn't do any damage to your homestead.
No, they got flood warnings going out all over the place, Jesse County, including Flint. So, it's going to be interesting to see what floods and what doesn't. Over.
Yeah, they say that this stuff might continue for the next day or so. Hopefully not as bad as it has been. But yeah, it'd be interesting how other areas were affected by it. I guess this is all the remnants or what we get left of the hurricane that blew through down south a few days ago.
Yeah, they said it's the hurricane is stirring up a whole bunch more storms coming in behind it. Over.
Yeah, it definitely had some long-reaching effects. Poor folks in Kentucky got nailed with tornadoes yesterday. Interesting fact I heard is that there were 110 tornado warnings issued in Kentucky yesterday, and that beats the all-time record for July. I don't know what it was, but it was set in 2010, and they've already beaten that record this month, and it's only the 10th.
Yeah, well, they said this storm is the type of storm they expect to see in September. And what the concern is, what the rest of the season is going to look like. They've already increased the total number of storms predicted twice. Right now, total number of storms is 25, and they're predicting at least 9 major hurricanes before it's all over. Over.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be interesting. I think that they're breaking all kinds of records this year, just as far as severe weather and just flooding and water levels and everything else. Just talked to a lady just a few minutes ago, was saying that her garden is totally washed out. I think she's up in the Linden area as well.
Yeah, well, I heard a report on the news last night. They were really getting concerned because the Kersey Reservoir is getting really low. Well, it should be filling up a little bit now. Over.
Yeah, it's strange living in Michigan. You know, it's kind of like we either have a drought or we have flood. It's kind of like there's no in between here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go 73 here for a few minutes. I'm about to go pull up to the window, so I'll be back up a little bit. This is KE8. Okay, I'm going to be 73 right now through this frequency. Over.
Yeah, I'm going to have to back out for a little bit myself here. Just sitting to the homestead here and get inside and see what I can fix the kiddo for dinner. But great talking with you, Bob. 73, and have a good afternoon. Hope to catch up with you here soon. KMA-CAD will be clear.
WADLK monitoring. WADLK monitoring.
KEHCB monitoring.
KACB, KB8YTD. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing fine. Name is Jerry Anderson. I am over in St. Charles, Hemlock area. How you doing tonight?
Is that your QTH? This is Clayton.
No, that's where I'm at. That's my QTH, yep.
What's your call sign again?
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee Tango Delta. I used to be a frequent on this thing way back when.
I'm surprised I haven't heard you before. My uncle lives out there in St. Charles, and when I drive out there, I holler on 5-2 all the time. If anybody's there, but mostly silent when I'm doing it.
Okay. Well, what's the name here? And I'm usually up on HF bands, not so much on the repeaters anymore.
Name here is Clayton.
All right, Clayton. Well, good to hear that at least the repeater is still up and running. Is it still under the same call sign, or has that been changed?
Call sign. Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. It's under WACMN network, but the call sign for the actual repeater, I'm not 100% sure of.
Okay, roger that, because I remember, the original one, I guess, is silent key now, so I don't know how long they can keep that going, so I'm sure it changed. Well, that's annoying.
Yeah, it's known as the Guilford repeater. They got it, something on it. I don't know what they did, but every now and then this repeater will say something sassy. And if you have a really long conversation, it gets a little bit more sassy. I find it interesting.
There you go. Well, is this repeater even used very much anymore? I said back about 20, 30 years ago, boy, it was hot. Everybody every night was on this thing.
During COVID, I see, yeah. Lately, pretty much all the repeaters have gone silent for the most part, even the busy ones. Don't know why. Maybe because it's summer, I don't know. I think during summer it'd be more active, you know, with people traveling. But, I don't know. This repeater is now linked to the WHCMN. They took it over from the big club. And it's the whole, I'm not sure on how big it is, but WHCMN, I think it goes from somewhere up north around Sanford all the way down to Ohio, I believe.
Okay, well, what's your location at there, Clayton?
I'm here in Carlton Township, part of Saginaw.
All right, grew up in Carlton, believe it or not. Went to Carlton High back in, well, I ain't going to say back when. It's been a while.
Yeah, what street were you on?
Nylon and Church area.
I'm off Oakview in Michigan.
Yep, know right where you're at, just a little north of where I was at.
What year was your graduation?
1975.
Yeah, my mother graduated in 75. Name was Brenda Badgerow. Any chance you knew her?
What's the last name again?
Badgerow, B-A-D-G-E-R-O.
Boy, that don't sound familiar at all. Interesting. She graduated in 75, huh?
That's what she said.
No, she may have. I don't remember a lot of the names anymore. They kind of fade over time there. I'd have to dig out one of the class books, year class books, and see if get a picture of her and see what she looked like.
Yeah, she's in there.
Roger that. Well, anyhow, yeah, interesting that you said that the repeater was given up by the Bay Club. What happened there?
It took damage. It needed repair to the antenna and the tip and the coax. So depending on which way the wind blew, depended on how well it received and transmitted. So they couldn't afford it. The tower changed ownership, and W8CMN Network, WHNN radio station owned it, and it changed some type of a land ownership, and they wouldn't allow the club to go up there to make repairs. So they had to hire a contractor that's bonded and all that stuff to do the repair.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I think that happened once before. I remember they had a lightning strike or something. They had to pay to have somebody go up and take care of it there. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, it used to be NABBR was back in the day there, so I assume it's no longer that anymore.
No, I don't think it is him anymore. I talked to the person that's responsible for the network, and he's a younger guy, but I don't remember. Well, actually, he never really said his call sign. They got it fixed, and they linked it to the WCMN, and now you can talk to lots of people in Michigan now.
All right, well, that's good news to hear there. Well, like I say, hopefully you'll get used there. Seems to be less and less people on the radio these days. They all want to be on their cell phones versus two-way radio. Really sad, but glad you're out here.
Yeah, that really puzzles me, too, you know, how there appears to be so empty, especially with how many new hams are added every week. It's astounding. You'd think there'd be more traffic. We got, four new hams I'm aware of that actually hit this repeater, and there's countless more. Bumped into a few more besides that, but, yeah, and I'm a VE, and I go online and do online testing for people, and, you know, there's a, each class has at least, on average, five or more people in it, and the see them with the whole classes, exams, about two to sometimes three times a week. So you got anywhere from 10 to 20 new hams throughout the United States being added every week. During COVID, the numbers of new hams was astounding. I joined the VDC at towards the end where things were dying off as COVID was coming to an end. And even then, they were getting 15, 20, 30 students per exam. But they told me those first 3 years, they were holding a class every single day and turning out 50 students or more. I went, wow, that's a lot of hams. But yet the repeaters are dead.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising there. Yeah, but I am so glad that I was had my radios during COVID time, because they say we were also isolated and everything. And at least that kept me in communication with the outside world. So I was really for that, I tell you.
Only thing I hated during COVID, besides all the misinformation and people being forced to wear masks that don't do anything for you, that's the main thing I hated. But the company's closing 2 to 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours earlier. So a store that's normally open at 8 was closing at 5 or 6. Meijer's was 24 hours, was now closing at midnight. Walmart was closing, I think, at 10 o'clock. So like, now that was really disrupting me, because I would go shopping when there ain't nobody at the store, and now I couldn't. So it threw me off. And now the COVID's over, there's still a lot of these places are still, they might have added one extra hour to their open list, but they're still at a reduced opening hour than they used to be. My bank still closes an hour earlier than I'm used to, so I still have a bad habit showing up after they closed. But yeah, besides all that, I kind of enjoyed it, but I'm autistic, so I liked all the isolation.
Roger that. Okay, I want to make sure I got your call correct, Clayton. It's KAACB, Charlie Baker.
Yeah, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Brown, affirmative.
Okay, I had it wrong. I had KA8 instead of Kilo Echo. All right, got you. Now, I'm just bringing up the QRZ page, just taking a look at you here.
I tried my darnest to get a 1x2, but they were all taken for the most part.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, I'm looking at your picture there. It kind of looks like you need a haircut. Hi.
My hair long or short?
Well, you got it dyed white with a, looks like you're wearing it. Of some sort.
The hair's long, that's Erica. The hair's short, it's Snowball.
Okay, so it says you're more on North Michigan and Oakview or whatever you said?
Affirmative.
Okay, roger that. Okay, cool. Yeah, like I said, I was bored. I thought I'd throw the 2 meter on for a change here, and see if the repeater was still alive here, so I was very surprised to hear you out there throwing your call out there, so I thought, hey, well, I'll come back there. Maybe I can dig some other old acquaintances out of the bushes there if they hear me out here.
Well, you might. If you're looking at the picture, the one with the hat, yeah, that's Erica. Then on my QRZ page under biography, you see Erica sitting in a chair in Snowball looking back at the cameraman.
Yep, got it there. Interesting. Yeah, okay. Well, like I say, I don't have a picture of myself up on QRZ for me, but you can definitely see pretty much everything about my history in ham radio there. I've been in ham radio since 1995 here, so that's when I first took my technician test over there at the Big Amateur Radio Club there.
I took mine in Midland. Midland was the only place locally that was doing it at the time. Cascola Club does it too out there, Carroll. But they don't do it very often. I think like once a month or something. And Midland did it a little bit more frequent. Do you have a favorite mode on HF or band?
Well, I'm kind of a DX chaser there. I love going for the awards there. So I've worked pretty much all the bands there. You look on my QRZ page. I made quite a few accomplishments there. The only couple goals I want to make, and that's the Challenge Award, and hopefully someday. I'm not holding my breath for it, but I'd love to get on the honor roll. But we got a long way to go for that.
Yeah, I see here you got some DX awards. Yeah. You do FT8?
Yeah, I did that when I was bored through the COVID time. I worked off states on all bands except for 12 meters and 160. So FT8 was too easy and too boring for me. And I didn't do it by the computer automated. I mean, these are actually me sitting there making contacts with other entities there. I just didn't let the computer do it for me. So I did work at it there. And that's that the one on the FT8 there. You'll see with all the stickers on it there.
So you worked Tim Allen station, huh?
Yeah, that was an interesting going off the air contest there. That was a fun one there. I really liked that one.
Was that digital contact or voice?
I think it was just sideband. I have to go and check it. I can tell you in a sec here. Yeah, interesting. It says clean sweep, but it doesn't say what mold. I believe it was all just sideband there.
I found it. It's right above the postcard. You got it in writing saying SSB on it for 13 colonies, last man standing. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just got done working the 13 colonies for 2024 there. I didn't work the FT8. I get bored of that, so I just did the sideband there. I want to get my butt going on, get back up on my CW there. Kind of let it slack for a while, and my hearing ain't all that great anymore, so I'm having a hard time picking it up, you know.
Hey, you'd always cheat and use software.
Seems to be the trend these days. No, I got my Vibraplex here. I just need to get back in. I can send it a lot faster than I can receive it is my problem.
I see you did some photo changes. Some activations too.
I'm sorry, I just doubled with you. I was just throwing my call out for ID.
KEACB. I was wondering if you activated any POTUS.
No, mostly a hunter. I did want to do activation on all the national parks that on a trip we took out last year, but unfortunately all of our campsites and stuff that we had weren't in the actual parks, so they didn't qualify as, you know, operating at those locations. I have a fifth wheel toy hauler, and I got a rig set up inside of that. So the radio station, unfortunately, was with the toy hauler, not with the vehicle.
I was just wondering, because you got that park next to you there for activating.
What park are you referring to? I thought they had be all state parks.
Trying to remember the name of it. I think it's called the Shiawassee National Park off from Gratiot. It's over there in St. Charles. There's a section of it that's on Gratiot. And then there's another section deeper in off from out there by St. Charles off from can't remember the name of the road, but the main road leading into St. Charles.
Okay, that'd be 52 Graham Road there. Yeah, I didn't think that qualified. I didn't know that was considered a national over there. I thought that the closest park that we had was the Bay City State Park in this area here. So that's interesting information to know now. Yeah, that's right around my back corner here.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it on the map. Yeah, the first part, I think the Shiawassee is in Shield, and then there's another one off from Graham, which is, I think, part of that one. And, yeah, I went out there and drove around on it a little bit with my dogs, and beware of snakes. But besides that, on the road that leads up into it, there's an open area. That's where I saw the snakes, but where you could set up a table and stuff for doing some POTA.
Okay, well, I tell you, if you're into chasing paper like I am, the POTA was really, really helpful in, for the Worked All States Awards. Because you could use their site for see who was posting at what park and what state and things like that. So I kind of worked the two hand in hand, and that's why I was able to get the Worked All States through ARRL and the Worked All States through POTA. So I was kind of working them both side by side.
And I only need one for the Worked All States, Hawaii.
Yep, they can be challenging, that in Alaska. And my biggest ones, I think, was Maine on the various bands for some reason. Maine was my tough one there. That and the other second number two, then out there in, I've got to think what you call it there. Let's see, what is it called there? Can't think of the state name. Give me a sec. Wyoming, there you go, because not too many people out there.
Yeah, I looked up a long time ago. There's like three or four spots locally. If it's DNR land, you can activate it. And out there where you're at, there's that one huge National Forest. There's a couple places out there that you could probably use, and some of them I think you need to get permission to get in there, but I'm not sure on that. The closest one to me is like 4 miles, called Crow Island. And, besides that, there ain't really a whole lot of close places to go. Because they're supposed to have a spot next to the river in Bay City that's considered a national park right there next to where everybody goes swimming.
Okay, well, I'll have to maybe look at that a little bit more. Like I said, I've always been just more of a hunter than an activator there when it comes to the POTA thing, but my passion is DX. You know, I really love working DX there. In fact, you know, with that said, you said you were over at Midland there. Were you active in the club over there?
Not much. I've been to some meetings, but that's about it. I've mostly been more active with the Saginaw Club. I attempted to with the Bay City Club for a year, but it's kind of strange, you know, the atmosphere between the club, two clubs. Midland's definitely the biggest one.
Yeah, I'm familiar with all three there. I mainly was with the Bay City there. I was very short time emergency coordinator for the Saginaw area, but that didn't work out very well. I just couldn't get the resources to do what I needed to do over there, so I kind of just told the state coordinator that it ain't going to work out there, so I kind of let that position go. But a lot of good friends over there, a lot of good friends in Bay City Club in Midland. In fact, I just sad to hear we have Silent Key over there, one of the guys I used to work with over at Dow Chemical just recently passed, and W8LSS is his call sign, Bob Winchester. So I've been over to his place with his widow and taking a look at what he's got and trying to keep some of the equipment still working over here. So we picked up a few things over there and got his amp, his mechanical tuner, and his antenna. And so we picked up a few things there, trying to help the wife get them off the property. She wanted them all gone there and things like that. So I don't know if I'm going to use them all or move them down the road, but I'm going through them all and just trying to make sure everything works there. I'd love to get a tri-bander up in the air. I just have NFEDs right now, but they have their limitations. I can definitely tell but I need something with some more gains. I can get over the North Pole a little bit more, though. So we're looking at new towers now because Bob's tower was in really, really poor shape, and I wouldn't trust it anymore. When we brought it down, it was in really rough shape there. But his wife is happy that it's out of there now, and I guess you got some local folks over there out of the club that are trying to move a lot of the rest of the other stuff down the road there. So if you're looking for equipment, that'd be a good source.
Which club you said?
Midland Club. Look for Patrick Russell over there. He's taking charge of the estate over there, trying to get rid of the equipment there.
I think I recall somebody said somebody died in Midland Club's handling something at the Saginaw meeting a while back. Have you gone out and done any fox hunting lately?
No, Clayton, that's one thing I've never really gotten into for some reason, you know. I've done field days, events, and things like that, but never gotten into the fox hunting stuff. What, have you tried it, I take it?
Yeah, Saginaw Club just did one this year. They held it Freeland Park off of Midland Road, and I enjoyed it. It was a new area for them, so they didn't hide it really, really hardcore. They just made it simple. But next time they plan on getting a little bit more creative with it, now that they're a little bit more familiar with the new park.
Okay, that sounds like there's always something different to do in this hobby, that's for sure. Now, like I said, I've pretty much exhausted the repeaters there, and I got tired. Finally got off my butt and got my general, and then I made a bad mistake where I made my my hobby my job. I started to work over at Motorola there over on West Saginaw Road. So I didn't want to play radio anymore. I was doing it all day. So got let it go for a while there and changed jobs and recently retired out of there, and COVID came and everything. And I thought, man, I'm going to get back into this here a little bit more and get going again. So got off my butt, and from being a general for 20-some years, went and got the extra ticket finally. So glad I managed that. And, it ain't like some people may call me a no-code extra, but, I did do code to get my general, so I'm at least 13 words per minute qualified.
Honestly, I'm glad they dropped the code. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on the radio talking to you.
You could be on 2 meter, though, with just a tech license you don't need to be an extra to do that. But, yeah, for HF privileges and things like that, it has its pluses and it has its minuses. I do find that there is more loss of etiquette on the radios, I should say, with the loss of code. If they would have kept it, we would have had a little more structure out there. But, to each its own. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. And I'm not condemning anybody, but I do think it's getting too easy for people to get into it.
I don't really think that's the problem. I think the problem is culture has had a huge shift and change, and I think that caused the loss of etiquette. There's a lot going on with etiquette and culture lately. I think social structure went nuts a little bit.
There you go. Well, I know it's got to change because, like I said, the hobby's definitely dying off. They're just a bunch of old farts like me still out there. We need to get young blood into it to keep it active there. So I guess you got to do what you got to do. And things are changing. Like I say, dropping code and FT8, everybody seems to be jumping on and things like that. But I love to just, write to you like we're doing now. I think you can tell a lot more by one-on-one voices with another amateur radio operator when you're talking to them versus CW or FT8. Because you can't see them, you can't hear their voice and kind of determine things like that. And I always found it interesting that, when you talk on a voice and you finally meet somebody that they never looked like you thought that they did, right, by hearing their voice. You can't get that out of CW. You can't get that out of FT8. So I really like, talking on the radio. That's where it's at.
KACB. I know exactly what you mean. I was talking to two individuals in Bay City on the radio, and I was actually driving around in Bay City. I think I was looking for a store. And I called out on the radio as I was driving around, and one of those individuals got back to me. Then as I was starting to head back towards home, the other individual got on, and they said, "Hey, how about you stop off at this this one spot and meet you over there. We can say hi in person. So I did, and we picked a spot that was between both of them, which happened to be a McDonald's parking lot. If we stopped and said hi to each other, and yeah, you think somebody looks like when you're talking to them, ain't what they look like when you meet them. That's 100% accurate.
Well, back in the day, we had this 3-1 club really cooking there. I mean, we've 100 plus people in the club and have outings and things like that, camp together and whatnot there. We had a good time out here, a lot of good memories there. Met a lot of friends out here on the radio. So, like I said, I just don't find the connection with CW and FT8 for whatever reasons. I know people love FT8, and, you can get further out than you can usually with talking on sideband and stuff like that, but, I don't know. I just find it a lot more enjoyable. That's for sure there. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go, Clayton. I just heard you call there, and I thought I'd see if I can warm up the repeater and run this radio for a bit. I haven't ran it in quite a while here, so thanks for being out there. I do appreciate it, and nice QSO. We'll look for you maybe down the log somewhere here. So you take care, and we'll catch you later. KE8CB, this is KV8YTD. We're declaring your final.
All right, you take it easy, and you should be able to run into some of those new hams on this repeater. Feel free to come back to me anytime when I call out. Nice meeting you. You have a great day. Enjoy the nice weather we seem to be having today. 73KE8CB.
Oh, and by the way, you're S5 on the reverse, so we could probably talk simplex. KV8YTD.
We could try that next time if you like.
Polyma mic testing. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.